Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here. David Wagner. And welcome to episode 337 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for welcoming me into your home as we journey into our innermost home today. We are here at Uplands Park with the trees beside us for this class. I'm going to get you to rest back on your back for the opening of today's class. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I am wearing long purple leggings with the Om Mani Padme Om on the ankle, and I am wearing a long black hoodie with the Tree of Life on it. And the hoodie is bamboo, so thanks to Squeezed for that, and thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. Today you are going to need a yoga strap. I have my blocks nearby. You might want something to sit on for the teachings today, like a meditation cushion or a chair. I have a couple of testimonials from YouTube in response to last week's class on Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. And Tina from YouTube says, thanks for sharing poetry with us. My strength with living the now is growing stronger. Looking forward to more drone scenes. And Ulrika said, this class made a huge impact on me. The poem is so very true in my life. The word that came through the strongest for me is vulnerable. I am allowed to be that. Vulnerable is the strength that I will explore. So thank you to Tina and Ulrika for leaving your comments on YouTube. And thanks to all of you who let me know how the class was for you and let me know about your experience with the class on YouTube and Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and on our membership community, and who leave me messages on speakpipe@melissawest.com. So we're going to bring our focus inward with our mantra, our peace mantra now. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavīryam Karavavahai, Tejasvina Vaditamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union, for the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace. Peace be unto all. So as you're resting back, make yourself comfortable. If your low back is bothering you, bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Our poem for today is called Lost by David Wagner. It's from his collection of poems from 1956 to 1976. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here. And you must treat it as a powerful stranger. must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breeze. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. So give yourself a moment for that poem to sink in for you. And reflect on what it means to you right now as we begin our class. We're going to start by transitioning from lying on your back to lying on your left side. And you'll need your strap for this. So you're going to come and lie on your left side with your... Can you still see me? Okay. It's like the... I'm up on a ledge here and I can't really see the ground below me now. The lower ground. So you're going to lie on your left side and line up your body in a straight line. And we're going to start with side lying tree pose. So you're just going to bring your right leg up to the inside of your right thigh and take your right arm overhead and breathe here into your right side ribs. And then take your strap and place it around the ball of your right foot and take your right leg straight in the air. For its side lying, it's like a side lying Supta Padang Ustasana. And then release your right leg down and you're going to roll over onto your other side. So you're on your right side now. So we're going to do the same thing on this side. Can you still see me? Yeah, I can't see. That's so weird. I can barely see you. Okay, so we're going to do that side lying tree pose again to open up your breath. On your left side of your body, bring your left leg up to the inside of your right thigh and bring your left arm over, breathe into your side ribs, connect with your breath. And then we will open up your hip and your hamstring with the second part of this couch pose. Put the strap on the ball of your left foot and take that leg in the air. I'm holding my elbow way up here just so that it makes more sense for you to see me. But you guys are gonna probably hold it there. That's better. Hold it down here. So this will just start to open up your hip joint, open up your hamstrings, prepare you for some of the poses that are coming later in the class. Okay, then you can release your left leg down and you can put your strap off to the side. You're going to roll onto your back. Lie on your back now. And draw your right knee into your chest. So before you draw your right knee into your chest, just take a moment to circle your knee, release your hip joint here for a moment. Try and keep your hips stable, level, not moving, so that you're actually moving your femur bone in your hip joint, so that we're creating that mobility in your hip joint, and then circle it the other way. This takes core stability too. And then you're going to hug your right knee into your chest. Hold on behind your knee if you have any knee issues. Breathing in and out through your nose. And then release your right leg down, lengthen it out, and we'll do the same thing on the other side. So you're going to circle your left hip bone in the top of your pelvis. Keep your pelvis level. And draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel back to your spine. That'll help to create that stability here for your pelvis, and circle the other way. Breathe. And then draw your left knee into your chest. Hold on behind your knee so you're not putting pressure on your knee joint. and then release your left leg down. You're going to take both your legs and bend your knees and put your feet flat on the floor. And then cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side. Draw your left leg into your torso. Reach your hands through. Hold on behind your leg so that you're feeling something happening in the outside of your right thigh and into your right buttocks. So this will just help to release your outer thigh and your hip. It'll start to prepare your hip for external rotation. And then release your left leg down. And we're gonna switch legs. So cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Open your left knee out to the side. Draw your right knee in towards your chest. Reach your hands underneath your right bent knee. And draw your right knee in until you feel something happening in the outside of your left thigh and into your left buttocks. Preparing your left leg for external rotation. Okay, then take your hands behind your knees and you're going to tuck your chin into your chest and rock yourself up to seated. And from seated, you're going to take the soles of your feet together, draw your heels in towards your groin, and take your blocks, fill the space underneath your knees. And once you fill the space, sink down through your sit bones, lengthen up through your spine, and hinge forward over your hips so that you get that sensation in your inner thighs and groin here. Okay, so I think our inner thighs and hips and groin are all prepared for all the variations of tree pose that we're going to be doing. You're just going to come and sit in a comfortable seated position. Okay, for our teachings today, I will get you to sit simply with the Gyan Mudra, so thumb and index finger together in both hands, other three fingers extend, palms turn up to open the doors of awareness. And you can sit with your shoulders over your hips, your ears over your shoulders, close your eyes, and allow yourself to be receptive for the teachings today. So our poem today is Lost by David Wagner. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here. And you must treat it as a powerful stranger. Must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breeze. Listen. It answers. I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. Why is this metaphor of the forest such a powerful analogy of coming back to our own selves? To me, this poem speaks of profound listening, returning to our true selves and the deep intention or sankalp of our lives. So what does it mean to listen deeply that this poem and the metaphor of the forest and the trees offers us? There is a stepping out of everyday life from the rushing noise, confusion, and distractions of our urban landscapes. There is stillness, to be quiet, and to listen to that still voice within. When we practice yoga, our body is an anchor to our present moment experiences. It allows us to settle and listen to ourselves. When we come to a place of peaceful abiding, we enter a space where we are not pushed and pulled by life's circumstances. We return again and again to the present moment. When we are present to the sensations of our body, there is the possibility of self-knowing, caring present, and intuitive insight. This poem invites us to listen from a deep, receptive, and caring place within ourselves. It allows us to be open to the unknown and the unexpected. Lost allows us to trust in our own experience in a gentle and non-reactive way. So reflect on what this poem and these teachings mean to you, and begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive from the rest of this yoga class. What is it that you would like to create, sustain, release, or rebirth in your class and your life? And how can this yoga class help you to do that? Once you've formed your intention, we're going to make our way to Adho Mukha Svanasana. So you can come onto all fours. You could do this against a wall as well. Spread your fingers nice and wide. Inhale, tuck your toes under. Exhale, come into downward facing dog. And then from downward facing dog, we're going to do a little bit of hip opening here as well. So I will get you to take your right leg up and straight back to begin with. Then drop your left sit bone and open your right hip. And finally, you're going to bend your right knee. And then you can come back to the center. Just take a little break for your upper body here in child's pose. Lift your elbows and circle your wrists. And then come back up onto all fours. Breathe in. Tuck your toes under. Breathe out. Come back into Adho Mukha Svanasana. And you're going to take your left leg straight back. Drop your right sit bone. Open your left hip. And then finally bend your left knee. Then you're going to come back to the center. Look at the space between your hands. Walk your feet forward. Come into standing forward fold. And then roll all the way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do Tadasana, mountain pose, to bring that stillness so that we can open the doors of awareness. So take your feet underneath your hip bones, lift and spread your toes, lengthen your legs long down out of your pelvis. That will lengthen your spine up. Your shoulders are over your hips. Relax your shoulders, ears over your shoulders. Breathing, being here, being still, being here now. Then you're going to inhale, take your arms overhead. And exhale, side bend to one side, opening up your side body. And then breathe into the center. Breathe out and side bend to the other side. So sink down through your right foot now. Open up your right shoulder. Breathe into the right side of your body. And then inhale and come back up center. Okay, so from here we're going to get to the pose we've all been waiting for, which is tree pose. So you're going to stand on your left leg, turn your right toes out to the side. You can keep your right toes on the ground or place them below your knee or above your knee. And you want to press your thigh and your foot together, or your lower calf and your knee together. And you're going to bring your hands to your heart center. And then take your hands overhead. Now you can use a chair for balance. Focus on something on the ground that's not moving. We're going to be still and be here and listen to the forest. Okay, and then release this pose out of your body, and we'll do it on the other side. So this time you'll stand on your right foot. Turn your left toes out. You can either keep your toes on the ground below your knee on your inner calf or above your knee on your inner thigh. So the closer you keep it to the ground, the easier it is going to be to balance. If balance is a challenge for you, you could use a chair or a wall to help you with balance as well. Focus on something on the ground that's not moving. Start with your hands at your heart center. And then lift your arms up and overhead. Okay, and then release that down. And we're going to do a variation on tree pose on the other side. So you're going to open, on the first side, open your right knee out to the side. Pick up your leg, place it where you're comfortable on your supporting leg. You're going to inhale, take your arms overhead. You're going to lower your right arm down. And you're going to side bend towards your bent leg. So this one requires even more presence, requires you to be here even more now as you're side bending in this balancing pose. Okay, so let's do that on the other side. This time you're going to stand on your right leg. Turn your left toes out. Remember, you can keep your foot on the ground or on the inside of your calf or on the inside of your thigh. Find a point to focus on that's not moving. Remembering that we're going to really come into the present moment, be very present. Bring all our focus here and now. Inhale, take your arms overhead. Bring your left hand down to your bent left knee, and you're going to side bend towards your bent gesture leg. Opening up the doors of awareness to what's happening in your physical body. Also noticing what's happening with your breath. and then release this pose out of your body. So when we take these balancing postures that require all that focus and attention, it's another way of coming out of that busyness of your day-to-day life where you're being pulled in a million directions and bringing that focus right in. Okay, so the next one we're going to do is another variation on tree pose. You're going to stand on your left leg again, bring your right leg up. You're going to place your foot on the top of your hip joint and open your knee down towards your ground so that your foot is facing up towards your face. Bring your right arm up for eagle's arms. You can either bring your elbows together, you can bring the backs of your hands together, or your palms together. So eagle's arms and half lotus leg in tree pose. So again, all these variations are drawing our attention in. And then release this from your body. So of course you could always stay with the variations on the leg too. You can keep your foot on the ground. This time you're gonna stand on your right leg. Toes could stay on the ground, inner thigh, inner calf, or you can come to the half lotus variation where you bring your foot up to the inside of your upper thigh. It holds there, you bring your right arm up. You hook your left arm underneath, maybe the hands come together, backs of the hands or palms come together. Okay, and then you're going to find a way to let that posture out of your body. On one side of my body, I think maybe there's more muscle on this leg. The foot set really well, and then on the other side, it didn't sit well at all. That may be true for you too. Okay, we're going to do one more variation on tree pose. I'm going to give you a few options for this. Let's see, I'm gonna get you to come down onto your left elbow. It's a side plank variation, so let me build it in stages so that you can come along for the ride no matter how far along you wanna go on this ride. So you're gonna take your elbow underneath your shoulder, your left shoulder, bend your knees back, lift and pull your hip bones away, and you can lift up and hold here. So that would be the first variation. You could stay here, okay? Second variation would be to take your top leg out. To do the tree pose variation of side plank, so you can stay with one of those variations, or you can take your bottom leg out, lift up, and take your top leg into tree pose. Okay, then slowly lower down. We're going to do this on the other side. So I'll show you the variations so you can stay in a modified version or you can join us for the full tree pose variation. So you're on your right side now. Bend your knees back, pull your rib cage away, lift up with bent knees. So there's a modification for you. or you can take your top leg out. There's another modification. Okay, if you'd like to join us for the tree pose expression for this, then you're going to take your bottom leg out and come up into the plank and bring your top leg up to your inner thigh and lift up. And then slowly lower down. Whew. Okay, have to say, my upper body is still recovering, is still regaining strength after that frozen shoulder from last year. We are going to do a back bend now. So come onto your belly and you're gonna take your arms straight out in front of you. And you're going to walk them back until they come underneath your shoulders so that you're in Sphinx pose. Okay, from Sphinx pose, we're going to just continue with the groin opening. So just draw your right leg up to the side. We'll hold here. And then we'll do that on the other side as well. And then bring your legs underneath you, push up onto all fours, draw your knees underneath you, come back into child's pose. So if child's pose doesn't work for you, then you're gonna lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest again. Make sure to make space for your belly. So open your knees as much as you need to make space for your belly and to be able to breathe. Then you're going to roll up to your spine. You may need your block for the next pose depending on how tight your hips are. So we're going to do Gomukhasan. You'll probably also need your strap depending on how tight your shoulder joints are. So let's take your left leg over top of your right leg, cross your left leg over your right leg, and if you need to fill space under your hips, you can put a block underneath there, and then we'll internally rotate your left arm, bring it up your back, and then bring your right arm up, and if there's space between the two, you can use your strap to walk your hands together between you up your back. And you can also lean forward here too to feel something happening in your glutes, in your buttocks. And then lift up, release the strap. We'll just twist to one side. And the other. And then switch legs. So now that your right leg comes on top, feel the space at the under your hips. And we're going to do your arms again. So internally rotate your right arm, bring it up your back, and then bring your left arm up and over. Maybe your fingertips meet, almost. And if not, you can use your strap to start to walk your hands together down your back. And then release that, and we will twist to one side. And the other. And then you can come back to center and you can rest back on your back for Shavasana. So lie on your back with your palms turned up beside you. You can bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor if you have any low back issues. And you're going to stay here and I'm going to sit up and give you one final reading of that poem. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger, must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breeze. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. So reflect back on today's class. The poem, the teachings, the yoga postures, what you experienced in your physical body, your breath, your thoughts, your emotions, your energy, your spirit, and what stands out for you. What's one small thing you're going to carry with you off your mat and into your life this week? So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. Pause here. And just soak in the wisdom of the Gary Oak forest that we are in today. The Gary Oaks, they look like small trees, but they're actually very old, ancient trees. So they might be small in size, but they are old, old, ancient trees. So we can soak in the wisdom of these Gary Oak trees that we have chosen to practice amongst today. And then slowly make your way up to seated. We'll finish our practice with the Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu mantra, making space with breath and a sigh. Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Lokha samastha sukhino bhavantu. Lokha samastha sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free. May the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 337 of Namaste Yoga. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. And if you're new to our channel, subscribe for new free show every Friday. If you know somebody who would enjoy today's class, I know there are loads of tree lovers in the world, then please share this with them. We would love that. And thank you for your donations. I didn't have time this week. Well, that you will be in the credits if you made a donation this week, but I'll thank you next week. Yep. I really appreciate your continued kindness and support and how that helps us to get our show out to you. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can click here below. And you can also donate of your time by leaving your comments below. So how do you find your ground when you are lost? That's my question for you today. And if you would like an infographic of my top three benefits of engaging with poetry, then go to melissawest.com/337 and scroll down to the opt-in box and type in your email address. And I will send you an infographic of my top three benefits of engaging with poetry. So today we focused on the balancing yoga posture tree pose. And I hear from a lot of people that they really struggle with standing balancing postures. In our membership community, we have a brain yoga class for standing balancing postures, and a lot of our members have put it into their regular rotation and have reported that they are experiencing an increased ability to be able to balance in their standing yoga postures. They're finding it's helping them in their standing balancing postures. So that's there. One of the first signs of brain deterioration is loss of balance. It's the vestibular system starting to go. So if you are noticing that, then doing the brain yoga class and doing that regularly, that class is really great. And you'll also notice that your standing balancing postures will improve too. It was designed specifically for that. So if you click here, this will also take you to show you how you can become a member. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.